This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Doug Burley. He's an associate of the Leadership Development Foundation. He was also the speaker this morning at the Governor's Prayer Breakfast. That'll be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Lance Guthmiller from Oneida.
Before I pray, I want to tell you what a delight it's been to be here in South Dakota. Somebody asked me if I'd been here before, and I said, yeah, at about 80 miles an hour on I-90. But it's great to be here. In the 19th chapter of Luke, Jesus gave a parable. It's called the parable of the talents. And if you remember it, everybody was given a talent, and then he went away, came back. And the first guy had one, and he made it 10. And the master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a little. Therefore, be in authority over 10 cities. The next one took his one and made it 5. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a little. Be in authority over 5 cities. And then the last guy said, Lord, you're a hard man. You reap where you didn't sow, sow where you didn't reap. I took your talent and I buried it. And he said, by your own words, I condemn you. And he took the talent and gave it to the one who had 10. And he said, to him who has, more will be given. To him who has not, even that which he has will be taken away. I think it's a great thought for us. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we're stewards of the gifts and talents that you've given to us. We represent the people of this great state. Lord, help us to be faithful in that stewardship of responsibility. Lord, help us to live our lives for an audience of one. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, let your yes be a yes, and your no be a no. Anything other than that comes from the evil one. Lord, help us to make our yes a yes, and our no a no. To be good stewards of the responsibility that you've given us to represent the good people of this state. For each person here, Lord, I pray for that kind of integrity, for that kind of responsibility as your steward leaders in this state. Bless each one. Help us to make decisions that benefit all the people of South Dakota. In Jesus' name, amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Veal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feichert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soley, Solem, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Stevens, Tulson, Vershiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willitson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. I'm going to take this opportunity to make some announcements. On behalf of Representatives Gosch, Hawks, and Sly, today we'd like to welcome South Dakota partners in policymaking. The individuals in this group are from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program, facilitated by the South Dakota Advocacy Services is in its 24th year in South Dakota, and over 585 citizens have successfully completed the course. Earlier today, the group met with legislators presenting mock testimony and learning about the legislative process. Let's help the Representative Gosch, Hawks, and Sly welcome South Dakota partners in policymaking. Representatives Shane Fish and Peterson would like us to help welcome the folks from Delmont and thank them for the kuchen they provided in the rotunda today. Are they here? Here we go. Welcome. And Representative Gosch would like us to help welcome the self-determined youth team from throughout South Dakota. Are they here? Here we go, up in the back. Our doctor of the day today is Mark Harlow, an orthopedic surgeon. He practiced in Rapid City since 1992 and is now at the Pine Ridge Hospital. He's an assistant professor of surgery at the University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine and at Medical College of Wisconsin. Dr. Harlow received his medical degree from the Medical College of Wisconsin and completed his residency in Wisconsin and fellowship in Utah. Is Dr. Harlow with us today? There he is, right up here. Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wing, Chair.
Second.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1039 do pass, House Bill 1060 do pass as amended. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1052 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1013 and 1014 do pass. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1062 and 1063 do pass. House Bill 1055 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bill 1058 do pass as amended. G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 1, 23, 29, 32, 42, and 52, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
Representative Bolin moves that the House page Resolution 1 be adopted.
All in favor of the Gosch motion?
Aye.
The Bolin motion, I'm sorry. All in favor of the Bolin motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the South Dakota House of Representatives of the 91st Legislature of the state. Whereas the following have served loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 91st Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 91st House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 91st Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. adopted by the House of Representatives January 22, 2016. And as I read your name, please cross the podium here. Corder Cropsey. Michael Cutshaw. Lance Guthmiller. Mary Merksbauer. Katie Miller. Jennifer Nelson. Emily Smith. Brett Story. Patrick Winter. Let's give our pages a rousing applause, round of applause.
The Speaker has declared that House Bill 1070 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B-1.1.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Gosch moves that the reports of the standing committees on taxation on House Bill 1053, as found on page 132 of the House Journal, also Health and Human Services on House Bill 1027, as found on page 132 of the House Journal, also Local Government on House Bill 1005 and 1004, and found on pages 141 and 142 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1085, an act to provide for the forfeiture of any vehicle used by a person convicted of a third offense for driving under the influence. House Bill 1079, an act to permit the prescription and possession of an opiate antagonist in certain instances. House Bill 1081, an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability and to declare an emergency.
Speaker assigns to Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bill 1082. To Appropriations, House Bill 1081. To Commerce, House Bill 1084. To Health and Human Services, House Bill 1079. To Judiciary, House Bill 1077, 1078, and 1085. To Local Government, House Bill 1087. And to Taxation, House Bill 1086. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 42, an act to increase certain fees for boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts competitions. Senate Bill 52, an act to establish procedures for reporting federal tax changes for purposes of the bank franchise tax.
Speaker signs the Senate bills to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 23, to Appropriations, Senate Bill 42, to Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 29, to State Affairs, Senate Bill 1, and Senate Bill 32, and to Taxation, Senate Bill 52. Be at ease just for a minute or so. Consent calendar items.
House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. House Bill 1050, an act to repeal certain obsolete mini storage tax refund positions.
Representative Hager, would you come up front, please? There being no objection, we're going to go back to a previous order of business number to the consent calendar.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, point of order.
We're at consent.
Representative Rounds?
I have an objection.
We're at.
This is Friday afternoon. I'm taking no objections today. Okay, we're going to back up to the consent calendar, there being no objections. Thank you.
At. All right. House Bill 1009. Representative Hager requests that House Bill 1009 be removed from the consent calendar.
Representative Hager has requested that House Bill 1009 be removed from the consent calendar.
Okay, you've got it up. Okay, we're ready to go. House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. House Bill 1050, an act to repeal certain obsolete mini storage tax refund provisions. House Bill 1034, an act to revise certain provisions concerning local government elections. House Bill 1035, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions concerning voter registration, vote centers, and conducting elections. House Bill 1037, an act to revise certain provisions concerning petitions for initiated constitutional amendments, initiated measures, and candidates.
Consent calendar bills having had their second reading are up for consideration final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of the consent calendar. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Cronin, Northrup, Schaefer. Cronin's excused. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 60 yeas, 10 excused.
Consent bills having received a majority vote of the members elect are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
House bills.
Representative Gosch, would you like to make a motion this time?
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to next Monday.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No House Education Committee on Monday.
No education on Monday. Representative Mickelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House Judiciary has three bills, 10 a.m. Monday.
Mr. Speaker. Representative Westra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs, room 414, 8:30, Monday morning.
Representative Hager. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce, Monday morning, 10 a.m., another fun day.
Very good.
If we get out of here this weekend after the vote for adjournment, thank you.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, have a safe travel home, and we'll see you on Monday. It's a short weekend. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move adjourned.
All in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
We are adjourned.